I've always known that.
Gentlemen, welcome to Suds in the Squared Circle, Suds News. My name is Vinny, and this is Christy. Christy, how are you today?
Hi, great. How are you?
Coming off a fantastic birthday weekend for you.
Oh my gosh, dude. The spa was amazing. I went to a spa. It was amazing. If y'all ever come to New Orleans, come to Earth Saver Spa. It's worth it.
Well, it wasn't the Metro Court, apparently, but if Earth Savers is there, then that's the one you go to.
That is like my new favorite place now. Like, it's expensive, but I'm going to treat myself like once a year now, for sure.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. It was a very eventful week for me yesterday, or last week. As you've probably been following my videos and posts on Instagram and Twitter, or X, Facebook, I've been doing a lot, putting a lot more content out. Also got a lot of things squared away, and I'm still working on it. I did put out some kind of a statement yesterday, last week. I ended up taking a layoff from my previous jobs. For those of you that have paid attention to my Facebook, which is Vinny Suds. And I did put it out there basically saying that what happened was the hotel I was working at. A lot of the reason why we've been so inconsistent with the show, and even before Christy came on, why I was so inconsistent was because of my crazy work schedule. Being in hospitality management, you're constantly, hotels are 24/7, 365. So somebody calls you, you got to go in. Or your schedule's not.
And no one's there to cover it but you, apparently.
Exactly. So basically the hotel that I worked at was sold. And after meeting with the new owners, I didn't get a good vibe. I'm not gonna put anybody down or have any bad words about anybody. I just didn't get a good feeling about it for me. So technically, I took a layoff from the old ownership so that I can, collect unemployment while I'm looking for something new that fits my schedule, but at the same time, also looking to expand Suds Media and expand this Suds in the Squared Circle podcast, as well as going forward with new and different podcasts. Today is Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. And going forward, I'm going to be putting out content left and right, whether it's keeping up with Suds News here. I'm going to be doing an episode of Squared Circle News tomorrow, as well as going forward with more and much more content. I'm looking to start a new show with the gym that I go to, focusing on health and wellness. That's still in the pipeline, so I'm not going to put anything out there in terms of anything in stone yet. So it's in the preliminary stages. I just kind of put it out there, haven't gotten any word back, yes or no, one way or the other. So I am looking to get more stuff here on this YouTube channel, on this feed, possibly separate the podcast feeds, get some new logos up, because Suds News, Squared Circle News are separated, and just grow Suds Media. My goal is not to beg for money. I want to start earning money from this, whether it's by sponsorship or by, donations from fans through Buy Me a Coffee or Patreon once I get that started. Don't have super chats because we're not live yet. Eventually, I want to get a stronger computer that will support a live feed with Zoom. That's what we ran into last week. The computer I have just isn't strong enough to connect to Zoom and do a live YouTube. So that's the unfortunate circumstance of that situation. But I'll be looking to expand and grow in the future. So that was my week. I'm still waiting for my new car. Car
Me
should
too. Me too.
be.
I didn't even get in an accident. I just need a new car.
Well, my car, as everybody saw, was totaled. I did go
Yeah.
to Carvana to buy the car. Everything was squared away. I thought I was getting it Monday. But then on Saturday, I got a notification. Oh, it's being delayed. We're not going to get to you till the 20th. Okay, well, that's just peachy. So I'm still waiting for it. Get it on Friday.
That costs you extra money with the rental.
Yeah, well. No, well, I gave the rental back on Friday, expecting to get the car on Monday. So I'm without a car. But you know what? It is what it is. And I'm just using this time wisely and getting things organized the way I need to. Although today I did get a chance to watch my first episode of Bold and the Beautiful,
Cool.
Paramount Plus. And I'm going to get into YNR. And kind of turn into that old Italian housewife.
We'll just have to have some corners. We'll have a wine our corner. They'll have a little Bold and the Beautiful corner. We'll comment. I have stuff to say about Days too, so
Yeah.
we can cover them all a little bit.
Yep.
Maybe not as thoroughly as General Hospital, but I think I'd love to do that with you. I
All
think
right.
it'd be
Yeah.
cool.
Oh, absolutely. We'll definitely have to, even if we start with like for Days and YNR and B&B. Started shorts, just doing short episodes, and we could get that taken care of in the future. Something to look forward to. But however, this show is about General Hospital. And last week we had four episodes. Tuesday's was preempted. I believe that was due to the Israel terrorist attack from was it Hamas? So our prayers and thoughts go
Yeah.
Israeli people, not to
Definite
get political on
prayers.
the not to get political on the show, but we do stand with Israel and the people there.
Yeah. Well, it's biblical, y'all. I don't know if you guys read the Bible, but what's happening over there? It's
Well,
biblical. I mean, God's not what happened, and it's happening, so
we could get Cyrus
yeah.
out there. I'm sure Cyrus could use the forces of the Bible.
Y'all, if Cyrus actually like was saved and knew Jesus, like maybe that'd be really good, but he's really just using God in the Word of God as his like facade that he's a
Exactly.
changed man. So I kind
Exactly.
of figured it wasn't for real, but it was fun though while it lasted. It was kind of fun to
Was.
see him preach and stuff in the prison. So
Cyrus showed his true colors. I mean, we've seen,
yeah.
he's a very manipulative character. I love Jeff Cober as an actor, but the character of Cyrus, in my opinion, I'm sorry, Triple H, but this guy, Cyrus Reno, is the cerebral assassin, in my opinion, because he's just so manipulative, and you can interpret what he says, whether it's a Bible verse or not, in any specific way. And now that he's out, he made parole, just due to, his health and his age. And, according to Dr. Gatlin Holt, he's not a threat to anybody. And he's out. He's out of Pentonville.
Yep, he sure is. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens. I guess shake things up with Sonny or whatever. But yeah, he's a shady guy, and I'm not liking Mason either. He's got my girl Ava locked up in some kind of like, prison situation in a basement.
Yep.
So.
And it's just that whole situation there. Like, we know that Mason took Nicholas, and Nicholas was living with Austin while he was recuperating. We know that Cyrus knows about that. We know that Cyrus is connected to that Pawtucket gang, the Lollipop Guild. But at the same time, Hang on, I gotta pause this. I gotta sneeze.
Oh.
All right. Back to where we left off. But either way, because of, Austin and Mason, I still don't know what their relationship is to Cyrus. Is Cyrus like Mason's father? Is he like, because Austin mentioned
Yeah.
something like his, he was Uncle Cyrus.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of unanswered questions there. Like, we really don't know.
No, we don't.
It's like, is Mason also related to Cyrus? Like, what's the connection? Is he just some goon they hired? Like, what is like going on here? Like,
We
yeah.
just, yeah, there's still a lot of unanswered questions in that whole story. It's going to come to a head next week. I just have that feeling after watching today's episode that it is going to come to a head. But either way, Cyrus has been granted parole. We know that the warden of Pentonville is leaving Pentonville. She's going down to Texas to be head of the board of board of prisons down there. So she's leaving. She served her purpose. So there's going to be a new warden coming in, and Drew Kane is in there. He's going back to Pentonville once he recuperates from his hospital stay. Even though Diane is working and Alexis is working and everybody's working to try to overturn the conviction for Drew or overturn
Right.
the decision. That's I mean I'm anxious to see where this story goes.
Sure. I'm
Carly's
sure
work.
it'll work out for Drew. Trust me. I mean, we got Sonny in his corner and fighting for him, and Carly talked about that. So I'm certain he will be out soon. Plus, I just still feel bad that he got attacked naked in the shower. Of all places for you to get attacked
Right.
naked in the shower, and he fought him off pretty good up until a certain point. But I was just like, dang, bro, you just jumping on him in the shower? Man.
Unfortunately, that's where a lot of fights do happen.
I mean, that's realistic though, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, props to GH for that. The realism is there.
Yeah, the realism is there, unfortunately. But I still want to see a lot of these storylines are just really interesting right now.
Yeah.
I'm liking where the Pawtucket situation is going. I want to see how it develops more. I want to see where, where things go with, especially with Drew, with Cyrus. Cyrus had a great meeting with Laura on, I believe that was on Monday's episode. He was, but you know what? And I'm going to bring this up. He made a good point to Laura. He, Cyrus and Sonny are in the same business, the same industry, crime, so to speak. But Laura has such a good relationship with Sonny and he's revered, yet Cyrus is a bad guy. Cyrus is the one that Laura doesn't trust. Cyrus is the one that Laura doesn't want to have anything to do with. And
Yeah.
she's their half brother. So it kind of brings up a good point, and it questions the morality, the morals of the mayor of Port Charles, number one, but also it almost makes Laura look like a hypocrite.
I'm not a fan of. Because I love Laura.
We do. Laura is obviously.
I mean, it's Jeannie Francis. She's an icon. She's a legend. I mean, I've met Jeannie Francis once. I got lucky and met her, and she's so gracious and motherly, and she's just a perfect Laura. So yeah, I mean, I just hope that it all works out. What I really want to know is I want Laura to find out about Nicholas. Like, that's what I really more invested in.
Well, she knows he's alive.
Yeah.
She knows he's alive. It's just a matter of, actually seeing Nicholas and everything. I don't know why Nicholas is still kind of avoiding avoiding Port Charles outside of the fact that, he doesn't want to have anything to do with Ava, but he does have Spencer there and he does have little baby Ace, you know, and you know, it's I don't know. I'm still kind of wishy-washy on Nicholas and whether he's gonna come back to stay or what exactly he's doing. And
Right.
it could just simply be scheduling conflicts with Adam Huss. From what I've heard, he's doing a movie or did a movie with his significant other. So I don't know whether or not that is gonna inter that's interfering with the story. He took a good, what, 6 months off before he was revealed to be alive, or no, more than that, maybe 8 months off before he was re revealed to be alive in Pawtucket. So again, we just don't know where the Nicholas character is going to now. Right now, he's just traveling the world.
Really, I'm actually pretty invested in that storyline. Like, I really want to know. Whenever he shows up, I'm like, oh,
Yeah,
what's up,
I think
Nicholas? Like, you're just gonna evade your mother? Like, okay.
exactly.
Like, it's like he doesn't care, and he doesn't care about Spencer. Like, he really is just a shitty person right now,
Yeah,
to be quite blunt about it. Like, he's just being a
that's the way.
really shitty person.
Yeah, and he's acting like a deadbeat dad as well.
Yeah, so he's pretty much like Lucky in that sense.
Exactly.
We haven't seen in ages.
You're absolutely right. So kind of moving on, anything more to go over with the Pawtuck situation or Cyrus getting out of prison and kind of, am I the only one? And I think I heard this on a couple of different podcasts, but I honestly thought, first of all, when Cyrus left the prison, who do you think picked him up in that SUV?
Oh God, Mason, maybe? I don't know.
It's a possibility it could be Mason help.
Or the dude, the thing with the who they're working for, Pikeman.
It could be
Pikeman,
Pikeman. If that's
right?
connected, it could be Pikeman, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard some rumor and innuendo that Ted King was spotted on the GH set recently. Don't know if that means that Alcazar is coming back. I've heard news that Alcazar could be Pikeman. You know, a blast from the past, former enemy of Sonny. The last time we had any inkling about Alcazar or Ted King on GH was way back in 20, was it 2011, when the One Life to Live crossover happened. And
Yeah, I
when
miss those days. Miss
Blair
this.
and
Yes.
Cam went down
Oh,
to
yeah.
Landview to confront Taya Delgado because
Yeah.
Ted King was Tomas Delgado on One Life to Live when it ended. So they had that whole thing that Alcazar could have been, you know, in witness protection or undercover as Tomas Delgado one way or the other. Because I think Sky was there too, if I'm not mistaken.
I
But
can't
that's all.
remember if Sky was there, but I just loved like the whole Blair being there. Todd was there.
Yep.
That's who I like Roger Harworth best as.
I
It's
do too.
Tom Manning. And then also the Star and Michael relationship was so adorable. I
Was.
could see those two getting married, and
They
I think
did
it could
date.
have happened if
Well,
it had worked out for them to
yeah.
stay on the show with their characters, you
They
know.
had tremendous chemistry. I know that Chad Duhall and Kristen Alderson did date in real life for a little while.
They did. I went to one of their fan events like over 10 years ago when they had a huge fan club weekend. So,
Yeah.
yeah, they're really cute together.
Well, now they're both obviously with different people. They both have
Right.
kids. Well, Kristen Alderson is pregnant now.
She shared her story on social media about the whole, I think, fertility journey that she's had. So, you know, kudos to her raising an awareness for that because a lot of people don't maybe talk about that. And so now it's become a little bit more mainstream, I think, to talk about that, which is great because I also have a friend who's had fertility issues. And then it just so happened that God's plan for her was to be a foster mom and an adoptive mom.
Yeah.
So that's how it's worked out for her. But everyone has a different journey with that.
Yeah. But I did like that at that point when Todd and McBain and Starr came over, I didn't like that they immediately killed off Cole and Hope, like the first episode that they were on in a car crash. But General Hospital, and I think I actually think GH got sued over that because those characters were One Life to Live characters on loan to GH until Prospect Park got off the ground, which failed miserably. But yeah, so I so yeah, we've heard the rumors that Ted King might be coming back as Alcazar, as Pikeman. So we don't know. It could have been Selena Wu in that SUV picking up Cyrus as well, although I don't necessarily know why she would team with Cyrus when she's already got some kind of a truce with Sonny right now.
Yeah.
So I mean, there are a lot of
Interesting.
options, because then I also heard somebody say that an option could be Rick if Rick Lansing is Pikeman.
I didn't even think about that possibility. I like that.
So I mean,
Could
there
it
are.
mean bad?
I know
Could it
Shannon
mean?
from Pier 54 is pulling for Faith Roscoe to be Pikeman. I've never seen Faith Roscoe, so I can't comment on whether or not it could be her or not. So
I can't comment on that either. I don't have, all I know is she like threw Liz down the stairs once in like 2003. That's about all I know about Faith Roscoe. It has to do with Elizabeth history. Like, I know my Elizabeth history. So anything kind of related to that, I know. But that's about all I know about Faith. And I'm like, well, I don't like her. She pushed Elizabeth down a flight of stairs in 2003.
Right.
So, we soap fans, we remember everything, right? So.
By the way, before we move on to anything else, I do want to say, if you're watching this on YouTube, definitely like the video, subscribe, get notified, hit that little bell in the corner anytime something is posted from Suds in the Squared Circle or Suds Media in general. You'll get notified. Like and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Suds and Squared Circle Podcast. Follow us on X at Suds SQ Circle Pod. Watch and subscribe, like I said, on YouTube, youtube.com/@Suds in the Squared Circle. And that's if you're watching on Spotify or listening on the podcast app. Follow on TikTok at Suds underscore squared underscore circle. On Instagram, it's at Suds and Squared Circle. On Threads, it's at Suds and Squared Circle. And then website, you can find all this information on the website as well as previous episodes, archival episodes. It's www.sudsandsquaredcircle.com. And then just go ahead and buy our merch, sudssquarecircle.threadless.com. So, and again, there's a link to that right on our website as well. But definitely like, comment, like, subscribe, get notified. Everything that you can do to help support Suds in the Squared Circle. And also go to Buy Me a Coffee, because you can help donate to the show that way.
You can buy me a coffee too. I've got one of those as well.
Okay.
I'll post my links on Twitter or something. I also have a Ko-fi page where you can commission me to make a music video for you. Of course, I'm gonna have to shut that down because right now my computer situation is kind of a blue screen death situation, which I have to work through. But hopefully I'll be back to editing soon.
Very nice, very nice. Okay. So those are just some of the ways that you can help support us, follow us, and like everything with us. All right, so let's move on a little bit. I guess the biggest news, the biggest thing was the Sonny and Nina wedding in Puerto Rico, or an island off Puerto Rico. Either way, it's Sonny's island. We know Sonny does not own Puerto Rico. So it's got to be an island off the coast of Puerto Rico. But either way, it was a great wedding. I can't say anything bad about it. It was a basic, destination wedding for the family. Michael and Willow and Wiley went, as well as Christina and Donna. But that's, just small. Then you saw the preacher was there. Although I have to say, it was really nice to see Nina, Willow, and Christina all getting along on the plane and
They
then.
were. They were like a big happy family over there, but I think they did that for Sunny's sake, just to like they weren't gonna cause any drama. Sunny's big day with Nina. Like, let's act like we're one big happy family and forget that we've had issues, in the past. I mean, big issues at that. So, yeah, I mean, it was nice. Everyone was really nice. I'm kind of surprised nothing like happened to stop the wedding, though. I thought Michael was gonna find out about the whole Nina SEC call, and he kind of did, but like it didn't stop the wedding. So I was like, oh,
Because
okay then.
it was at the reception, so it was after the I do's and after the you may kiss the bride. That's when Michael found out who called the SEC, and I mean, we know that that's going to cause problems, but ultimately, my thought process is that I think Sonny's just going to stay with Nina. I don't think it's going to cause that big of a rift.
I kind of wanted to, just for drama's sake.
Yeah, I
Come
totally understand
on. I'm sorry, but I don't consider Nina his like lifelong partner for life. That's Carly. We all know it's Carly.
that. It is
We
Carly.
all know Sonny and Carly are together, even when they're not together. They're like Ross and Rachel. They're that couple that is together when they're not together, okay? And
I
they've
never
said
watched
it, that
Friends,
we'll be there
so I.
for each other forever. And like even Carly was like, I don't really like that he married Nina. Like she admitted it. She's like, it doesn't rest well with me. So whether that's from
Friends, so I
jealousy
can't
or
comment.
just feelings towards Nina, she doesn't like it, even though she's not with Sonny anymore, even though she's with Drew. So I mean, look, I put out a tweet weeks ago. I really believe that Nina is Sonny's next divorce. And it's funny because he said before the wedding, he had this little monologue and he was like, oh, I think he was praying and he was like, I hope this is my last
I
marriage.
saw it,
And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, good luck with that, Sonny. We know you love to marry and we know you love to impregnate as well. So
Well,
we'll
that's
see.
one thing I don't think we have to worry about with Nina, even though she'd want it. But I don't think that that's going to necessarily happen in terms of having in terms of get Nina getting pregnant. I don't think
No,
that's
I
going to
don't. I
happen.
mean, I don't think so. I mean, come on. Aren't these people a little too old to be having? I mean, I don't want to put it out there. Maybe, I mean, miracle babies can happen at like 50, 60 years old now. I don't know. I didn't share have a baby at like 50. So, I mean,
I don't know,
it can happen. So,
but I mean the miracle baby was Donna. Like Donna was, Carly was high on
yeah.
pregnancy at the time, and that's why Donna was born. I think she was born with spina bifida, and then she went through the surgery to get it fixed. Even though I didn't think that that could actually be f fixed, but that's soap world, of course.
Right. Anyway, let's move on. No Sona baby. I'm sorry to burst anyone's bubble, but I don't want it, and I don't think it's gonna happen.
No, I don't think so either. But there's so many people that are up in arms about the fact that Donna went up to Nina and said, "Oh, can I call you Mama Nina now?"
Oh God, yeah, that moment. I was like, oh, I could see how on the outside from anyone who doesn't know anything about this whole
Yeah.
situation, it's cute, but it's not cute for a lot of fans out there. Not cute. So,
But
yeah, I was
it's
just like, she was like, oh, now I can have two mommies. And I'm like, man, they're really selling this Sona thing today. They're just selling it with Donna. Donna's just like a mouthpiece for this. Jeez.
Yeah, and I think it's simply because Avery has two mommies. She has Mama Avery and Mama Carly. So, now she has two. And I think that's just it's just the innocence of the child.
Yeah, she doesn't know any better.
Right,
She doesn't know about
exactly.
this adult drama stuff.
Exactly. So I really don't
She's
think it
adorable,
was.
though. That actress is
Yeah, she did great.
beautiful, flower girl. She was all like, you can't see Nina before the wedding. Like, she was very serious about it. It was so cute. It was really adorable. Like, I would want my kid to look like that if I had a little girl like that. Like she was really cute.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you with that while at the wedding though, while down in Puerto Rico, Willow had another dream of harmony, and again it was cut off because it turned out to be Wiley waking her up. But again, she's trying, who is Harmony trying to warn her about? Is it be careful around Nina, or is it be careful from Michael? Like, I still don't know what Harmony is trying to warn her against.
Yeah, that whole thing is just so weird and bizarre to me every time it happens because she'll be talking, like Harmony will be talking. We'll hear Harmony be talking to Willow, and then all of a sudden, like the audio cuts out. And then it's just like, okay, now we gotta find out what she's saying. Does anyone read lips? Like that's what I saw on Twitter. Who reads lips? What did Harmony say? Like, it's crazy. So, yeah. So I guess like I think maybe this is like something Willow obviously is like going for trauma. Like she needs to go to therapy. The girl needs to go to therapy. There's some deeper going on there with
Oh,
these
yeah.
hard dreams and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that would be good for Willow to see Dr. Kevin Collins. I mean, bring him back on. That'll give him some work, although he's currently I think getting ready to go on a book tour, because he just released a book.
Right.
But see, here's the thing is that I agree, Willow has a lot of deep-seated trauma. She's got a lot of stuff. I mean, hell, basically her mom, I don't even want to say adoptive mother, but the woman who stole her from her real mother, Harmony, basically pimped her out to Shiloh during the whole Dawn of Day, cult days. And, it's just
Right.
a lot of stuff. And not to mention the leukemia, having a child while battling leukemia.
Yeah.
The whole thing with Nina coming out, that Nina's her mother, and those feelings just don't go away, no matter how much you want to say that Nina's over it or she has a good support system. Those feelings just don't go away. And on top of that, she had a baby who she thought adopted out, who happened to die. So there's just a lot there for Willow to fight again. So the fact that she's having dreams of Harmony and Harmony's trying to tell her something, I want them to dive into that story. That would actually make the character of Willow interesting.
Well, please. I mean, her, she's so boring. And like the whole Willow and Michael relationship, I thought it was cute at first. I liked them at first. And I just got bored. I'm sorry, but they got boring.
Once
They need something to shake it up.
Willow got leukemia, it turned her into an unlikable character, quite honestly, in my opinion. Usually you root for somebody who's gotten
Oh, well, yeah, because she was crying every day about dying. And so I was like, just die then. Like, I don't care. It was too much. It was overkill.
It was really overkill, and it dragged, that story dragged on way too long. And it was just, she turned into just somebody who whined and cried every single day. Eventually, it's just like, all right, get over it. So either, and I made a comment in a Facebook group that I just hope Willow died and we just ended the storyline. Of course, I got a little bit of heat for that.
Oh yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, you can't not get heat on Twitter, right? Like it's like impossible
Was Facebook.
not.
On
Oh,
social media
well,
in
they're a
general.
little different bunch on there too. Yeah, it's funny. Like I think Instagram is probably the nicest to social media that I've encountered. And then if you find your own little group of fans on Discord, it's great. But I mean, yeah. You know what my interaction with Twitter is limited, but after the statement you put out recently, I was like, all right, it's time for Christy to pop off. I'm done staying silent.
Well, I did. I put that statement out today, and it's true. I'm going to actually read a quote. It's a General Hospital fan You know, a General Hospital Twitter account or X account, I should say. And let me just go ahead and find it. Here we go. It's a General Hospital fans page on X. It's at Isabella Bruno. I'll put the information in the comment section down below. She's a pro girl. And you know, she's a big Jets fan and a Joslin fan, and just went over and just really said stuff about, you know, how she really likes Eden McCoy. And this other person who her ex name, I don't even know what the at or what her at name is, but it's Team Sin, SINNBB, Jex, GH, fan, Milo fan, dot, dot, dot. So it's one of these really long things. And she was just bullying the hell out of this girl, full retweeting or reposting or whatever.
Right, you're just being plain mean, like
Exactly.
super mean.
Being mean to this girl. And she put, and this girl put out a tweet with some screenshots, and said, "I just want to say this user told me I don't have a life, but yet she took time out of her day to do this. I'm 14, but age is only a number. My love to Eden and others is still strong. I love and support everyone. I don't need a follow. I'm just here to show love. Please be kind, no hate." And you know what? That's one of
Exactly my point.
what was that?
That's exactly my point too. Like just be kind. Like try to be kind. And if you can't be kind, like try to understand what that person means. Like don't just be like, oh, that must be what this person means. They're being this way.
Yeah.
But like you said, you can't see tone in a text. Like it's
Exactly.
just you can't.
Especially
So
when
you
it's
may think, oh,
400
this
characters.
person's popping off. This person's snapping because such and such. No, that might not be the case. So, like, why don't you DM that person and have a conversation and see if you can reach a conflict resolution instead of going, this is what it is. You're wrong. I'm right. Block and move on. And that's what a lot of people do. And you don't understand how on the other side of the screen, how that hurts the other person, because I know what I went through in August. You know what you went through in what, June, July?
Yeah.
And then this girl now, she's 14.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But see, here's the thing, and it's society in general. Honestly, there's so much cyberbullying out there. I'm actually going to be putting, I've been trying to put together a podcast, an episode just around cyberbullying and mental health and all that.
Yeah, right.
I'm working on it. But this is what I wrote, and I put this out on Monday. And I just said, I need to comment on this. I see many fandoms as toxic because, like everything else in this society, if you don't agree with me, then you don't matter and you're wrong. That's not how we should be. As you know,
100%.
this 14-year-old girl is the future of the show's General Hospital, the show's fans. I don't care whether you're for Sabrina or Jex or Sona or any other couples. Be respectful to other people's feelings and their opinions and their likes. And that's all there is to it. And then I did put, you know, more in the video earlier today, but that's basically what it boils down to, is that we're in such a toxic time in society that whether it's politics, whether it's wrestling, whether it's soap operas, it's a TV show, it's an escapism. Why do people take it so freaking seriously that their opinions are the only ones that matter? Me, for one, I'm not a huge Sabrina fan. You know,
Yeah.
there, I'm happy that they're finally getting their just due and their time together, and they're building their love finally. But it's a
Right.
younger couple on the show. I'm more interested in Cody and Sasha. So it's just the point where that's my opinion. I'm a huge
Right.
Dear August fan. I'm probably one of five in the entire
I
General
think
Hospital
so.
fandom.
I think so, bro.
But that's just it. I know so many people hate the character of Peter August, but I like him. But that's my opinion. Am I going
That's
to
your
go off?
prerogative.
Right, exactly. Am I going to go off on
But
somebody?
then, of
No.
course, these other people are like, well, it's my prerogative to say what I want and block who I want and be rude and be mean. And sure, it's your prerogative, but it's also a nasty thing to do as a human being.
And you're hiding behind the keyboard. That's what it boils down to.
You're anonymous hiding behind a keyboard.
There's the keyboard warriors out there. And that's and they're just trolls in general. That's just what it boils down to.
Yep.
And the
100%.
whole thing is just to be better. But if you're a true General Hospital fan and you really want to support this girl, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and post the information in our show notes down below, and just go there and go give her a follow. She's on Instagram as well, at Isabella Bruno, General Hospital fans page. Go give her a follow. But that's just it. It's like everybody wants to make sure that the soap operas continue to be produced and air.
Yeah.
The only way to do that is to get the younger audience. But yet, if you're going to bully a 14-year-old who likes the teen scene, the younger adults, like, why? What's the point?
What is the point? I would really like to know. Like, do you get joy out of bullying a 14-year-old and then going on with your day like nothing happened?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but I think there's a lot of sociopaths and narcissists out there, and it shows on
Yeah.
Twitter. And that's what I meant by my whole comment back in August, is that Twitter as a whole is a very negative and toxic place.
Yep.
And that's what I meant. And then I said I'm disappointed that not more people wanted to do a fan event with me. Not because I was getting money for it. Like, that was not even really the whole point. Like, sure, I was going to get a few extra dollars, but I was spending $10. What, $10? Half of it was going to go to Smile Train. Like, it ruined, like, my whole experience on Twitter ruined that fan event. And I didn't want to do it anymore because I was like, well, why?
Yeah.
Why? And it makes me not want to do anything and put anything out there like that, because I'm going to get hate from somebody who's mad that I'm making like $5.
Right. And not to mention when you're doing when we produce podcasts or fan events, whatever, you don't under, you know, some people may not understand exactly what goes into it. Like, are we actually, you know, 95% of the time, when you, not us, we don't get super chats, we don't do anything. But if you're going to watch a live feed and you do the super chats, 95% of those times, that money that you're helping to support, you know, is just going to a bill for the show, whether it's to pay off a Zoom bill or, you know, the actual internet or what have you. That's what it does.
Right.
So, you know, it's like for someone to say, you know, half 50% of what I bring in is going to go to a charity. Well, that other 50% is going to go for, you know, the Zoom bill, the internet bill, the stuff. And maybe, you know, nobody knows what your situation is in terms of finances. And, you know, that's what it boils down to. So if you don't want to give somebody $5, $10 to go on a Zoom, then just don't do it. But you don't have to go off and bully somebody who's trying to do something nice for a charity, you know. And that's all.
Right. Or just like judge that person and go, oh, I see you. You've gone to fan club weekend. You've gone to Taylor Swift concerts, which, by the way, I tailgated for Chicago. I didn't actually attend because I couldn't get tickets because it's impossible. But you're gonna like say, oh, well, that's what you're really spending your money on. You're trying to like fund your own personal activity. Like,
But see, here's the thing, okay? When somebody who runs a podcast goes to a fan event or goes to, like, for example, coming up this coming Saturday is Day of Days. I know that the 10th floor, the guy, Kat and Angela from Days for Dummies from the 10th Floor podcast are going. So
That's awesome.
that's not something that's necessarily a personal vacation. It's
Right.
they're going because they're going to be able to possibly get interviews and possibly bring content back for your entertainment. So sure, if
Yeah.
they're going to get a super chat, if they're going to get, you know, a buy me a coffee, just, you know, that money is going to go towards a plane ticket or towards a reimbursement for a plane ticket or the ticket to Day of Days. You know what I mean? So that's what it boils down to. It's not, oh, well, we just want to milk the money out of the people that, you know, are just everyday schmoes. No, that's not what it comes to.
Yep. But people want to make assumptions and think that, oh, well, you're raising money for this, but it's really a facade for whatever. Well, you're making an assumption and you don't even know me.
Not
So.
everybody gets sponsorship dollars from, you know, Prime Drinks or from, you know,
Right.
whatever else. You know what
We're
I mean?
not big YouTubers or anything. Like, we're not making it with sponsorship deals as YouTubers, or we have our own nail polish line where we're making money or any
Right.
of that. Which, by the way, one of my favorite YouTubers is a nail polish queen.
Right.
She has her own brand, which I support.
Right.
And it's, but I mean, I'm just saying, like we don't all have extra money. Like, I'm literally spending my extra time most of the time, like driving around trying to make extra money. That's what I did when I treated myself for a spa day. Like, I had to go around and make extra money,
You have to put in the work.
Uber, taking money from my savings and the birthday money that I had and the gift card that I had to fund that spa day. Like, I had to work to do that because I don't do that every day. Like, that was the first time I've ever done something like that where I, because I've been wanting to do it for a while, but I was like, I never spend that much money on myself in one day for a spa day. But I mean, like it's just like, if you can need to take the time to know somebody before you just make snap judgments, because you're saying I'm snapping off for people not giving me money for a fan event, but yet you're snapping off and making a judgment on me. So,
Yeah,
you
no,
know,
you're exactly right.
I mean, it says in the Bible, like, if you judge, you'll be judged too.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if
Absolutely,
you're
yep.
checking your brother's eyes, take the plank out in your own first.
Right.
You know, just
Yeah.
saying. Like, it's like, I'm not trying to get all like biblical on y'all, but it is fact. Like, that's true. I mean,
I
it's
agree.
something I think we should just take it in consideration. And I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm just saying it to be like trying to help you guys like grow and be conscious of like what you're putting out there in the universe on social
Exactly.
media. You're putting out a very negative vibe.
And
Like,
we're
I
gonna
just wish it was more of a positive community, but it's just tends not to be, at least on Twitter. It
Yeah.
just does, it's
No,
not, or X.
you're exactly right. And we're gonna definitely, like I said, we're gonna go ahead and put together an episode or a special bonus edition at some point soon, once we get everybody's schedules to work out and recording. All right, but kind of moving on from that a little bit, because I'm sure we lost about 50% of our listeners at this point.
Sorry.
But no, just kind of moving on. How did you feel about Ms. Wu coming over to visit Curtis and Stella going off on her?
Oh, Miss Wu and Curtis and Stella going off on her.
Yep.
That was good. Stella went off on Miss Wu. I think I might have missed that.
Yeah. So when Miss, first of all, when Miss Wu came over to visit, you know, she rang the doorbell. She was there with one of her hired hands, bodyguards, and Stella opened the door and said, what the hell are you doing here? What the heck are you doing here? And you know, here's the deal. Everybody's being so protective of Curtis, and I understand that Stella is the one that's the least trying to be protective. She's the one that's like, you know, he's got to live his own life. But at the same time, everybody wants him away from Ms. Wu. You know, Ms. Wu wants to buy the Savoy so that she could run her poker games in the back room because Marshall put a stop to that. You know,
Yeah, she ain't happy about that.
and you know, it's like, you know, she's trying to. She's almost trying to guilt Curtis into selling her the Savoy, as if, you know, you've got your recovery ahead of you, you've got so much, you know, I can run the Savoy. You know, how are you going to do it in a wheelchair? And I know that a lot of people who are disabled got offended by that kind of situation, that storyline. But the thing is that Marshall came, Stella basically came in because Miss Wu had brought a fruit basket, and Stella went off on her and said, "Listen, you have no reason to be here. The Savoy is not for sale, and we don't want to have anything to do with you." Even though Miss Wu and Curtis did talk, and Curtis kind of, said basically the same thing. The Savoy is not for sale. But in a nice, much nicer way, as
Yeah.
a little intense. But either way, I happened to enjoy it. I think there's going to be something down the line where Miss Wu is going to get back into a corner if she can't run her gambling ring. Something's going to happen, and she's going to end up doing something to cross Sunny or cross somebody. But I still don't want to see her leave because she's just a tremendous character. I want to see it fleshed out a little bit besides just the gambling. So
Yeah.
there's just something that has to give in that whole situation. And with Curtis, there's a lot in that story, in that whole storyline, that's missing, in my opinion. Just from the very beginning of the entire kind of angle that was going on, Trina coming home from New York, having her bags with her instead of going to the dorm first, and giving her, giving Curtis the Knicks hat because, he still loves basketball even though he can't play. Which almost kind of put him into a little bit of a depression.
Yes.
But the thing is, where's Taggart? Because she brought back a hat for him too. But where is he? Last we saw him, he was pouring alcohol into his coffee at Kelly's, and we haven't seen him
Yeah,
since.
they. You know, this is the thing. Again, GH likes to drop a lot of balls. I've said this before, and Taggart is a ball that they have dropped. I would like to know, still got a drinking problem. Where is he? Is
Yeah.
he like spending all his money drinking somewhere? Like what's going on? So I would love a Taggart update.
Yeah, I would too. I definitely want to have a Taggart update because, again, Trina's getting closer to Curtis, and I get that, and she's being supportive and everything, and they're kind of coming into that new reality. But I still want to see what's going on with Taggart. The SAG-AFTRA strike is still going on. We know the Writers Guild finally, the strike ended. Maybe there's just scheduling conflicts with Rael Andrews. But
Possibly, yeah.
again, and I heard this on, I think I heard this on Pier 54. It could have literally just been a scene where you see a cell phone buzzing with, Trina trying to call her, call Taggart, and you see an empty bottle right next to it. You know what I mean? Just something to say, hey, he's still
Yeah.
drowning his depression and alcohol. So there's always a way to update it. And there it's just not there right now.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm sure it'll happen eventually. We'll get an update, but it's a matter of time. It's just like Paige does this, you know. They were slow to bring Sabrina finally together. They were slow with Shaylin. They're slow with a bunch of stuff because they have such a big cast that it's very hard to like keep updated on everything like every week. So I think it's like next to impossible for them. So I think they're just kind of doing the best they can. And I want to knock them for it, but at the end of the day, it's like it must be hard, you know, being a writer trying to manage everything for 5 days a week on a soap. Like I have no idea what that's like behind the scenes. I would love to help out. I'll be like an intern or something. Okay, a writing consultant, you know. I feel like Candace Mack would be perfect on a writing team. She has an audio podcast with James Lott Jr. and they do Forever and a Day. And that is like amazing. I'm not really into audio like soap operas, but I really enjoy like what she has accomplished with James Law Jr. in like the acting and the actors they brought on that, just audio wise. Like, I think that's really amazing. So I recommend her for like anything soap wise. Like, she knows it all. Like, her knowledge is like mind blowing. So shout out to my friend Candace.
And yeah, oh yeah, when my co-host on Blab Talk Radio.
Yeah.
No, it's true, and it could be scheduling issues. But here's the thing: the one good thing I will say, we haven't seen anything of Molly and TJ pregnancy storyline in a couple weeks, so that story is kind of taking a bit of a back seat, a back, you know, back burner. Thank God. I'm happy that that's kind of there. You know, maybe if we build it up a little more, it'll get some steam. But I just kind of, I'm done with it. I'd rather see Christina in this new storyline with Blaze, because I am all about teen craze, and I feel like that storyline has a lot more interest to me, because not only is Christina trying to start the, you know, that LGBTQIA plus youth center, but it would actually give Christina something to be like, you know what, because she came out as bi, so give her a relationship with Blaze, if that's the where you're going to go, and at least she could, you know, be that poster, you know, that champion for that. Like, she's already
For
invested,
sure.
and we need to see more of that process.
I want to see more Blaze. Want to see more Christina. Actually, Christina was really is really my favorite Davis girl, to be quite honest. She's my favorite. And I would enjoy that. I would like seeing her more. I'm getting used to Kate Manzi being Christina. I mean, I do miss Lexi, but you know, Kate Manzi's doing a great job. She's a great actress.
I think Kate
So
Manzi brings a little bit more of a maturity to the role, even though she, you know, she's like a bull in a china shop at some time, you know, at some point. Just go keeping with the Christina character. I think Lex, you know, I think Lexi was fantastic in that role, but I also feel like I also felt like maybe she, even though she wasn't young per se, I think the way she portrayed Christina was a little bit less mature than Kate Manzi does. I think that's just,
Yeah, I can see that. I can see why you said that. Yeah,
you
that
know what I
makes
mean?
sense.
And not saying anything against Lexi Ainsworth, because she was fantastic in the role. But Kate Manzi brings a little bit more of a maturity to that role in general, just in the character of Christina.
That's true.
I, you know, I'm still kind of mad that they never actually showed the conversation between Christina and Terry about Terry coming onto the board of directors for that, you know, youth center, since Terry is really part of the LGBTQ, being a transgender woman. And we actually got to see Terry this week as well. Her and Yuri actually kissed. Which
Was that on Friday?
I believe that was on Friday.
Okay, I think I missed some of Friday because I like am missing a bunch of beats here that you're talking about, so I apologize.
Yeah,
I'm not completely prepared. I
I
thought
believe
I had watched Friday, but I didn't. I must have fallen asleep to
yeah, I believe that was Friday.
it.
Curry said something about talking to his new boss because he got a new job. He made mention of Monica because he was at the Q house before that, coming downstairs. I guess Monica was resting or whatever the case was. But yeah, from what I heard, I think it was, yeah, I think it was James Law Jr. that pointed out the first time a straight male kissed a trans female on TV. You know, again, it just boils down to the fact that Terry in real life is a transgender woman. They should have gone ahead and shown that conversation, because that right there could have been just something really, really powerful. It's a throwaway conversation, I get it, but in general, if you want to show that you're really going with a great a great what's the word I'm thinking of? A great cause, and you're going to start, you know, you're having a character start a youth center, actually have those meaningful conversations. I would have loved to see that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, moving on a little bit. So we know that Bonnie Burrows is gone. Sonny kind of tossed her out of Port Charles, sent her back to Bridgeport. And now...
Don't come back now. Don't come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit the road back. Don't come back no more.
But you know what? I really am happy to say that Sasha is... actually, we didn't even see Sasha that much last week. I think that, you know, Sasha finally came home, you know, and they kind of took a week away from Sasha and Cody. They'll pick up more this week. And all right, so kind of moving on a little bit, let's go over. Did you see Wednesday's episode with Lois Cerullo returning after 25 years, Rena Sofer coming back? And I was taken. I had never seen her before. That Bensonhurst accent, you know, just that blew me away. I am in love with the character of Lois.
Yeah, I like her. I was so happy to see her because, like, I wanted to see her back when Brooklyn had left town, I think last year, and then came back. And she said she went to see her mom. And I'm like, I want to see her mom. So, finally.
I enjoyed it. I loved the reunion between her and Olivia. Like, that was just so realistic for two best friends that hadn't seen each other in so long, to just run and hug each other. That to me was absolutely fantastic. Although I did laugh when she said that she had to come see her because it made front page news that Brooklyn was fired from Deception and that she thought she needed her mother, but yet couple years ago she gets slashed in the throat by Nell and no sign of her.
Yeah.
And again, it's just I like I said, I fell in love with that character. However, Ned or Eddie Main comes in and says, I know who you are, but I don't remember you. Like, I know you from my dreams. But then he didn't remember her when, you know, showed the pictures back when this first happened.
I had a feeling that was kind of going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the true love kiss from Olivia. Let's do the Disney style thing. Let's wake him up. Oh, I remember now.
Yeah, right? The curse is broken. The amnesia is broken. Just need the true love's kiss.
Yeah.
That's hopefully somewhere down the pike. But Rena Sofer is only on for a limited time. She only got like a 30-episode contract. So she'll be in and out in no time.
Well, she'll be back for Brooklyn and Chase's wedding down the road, I'm sure.
Yeah, yep. I think so. Well, although Chase and Brooklyn, you know, Chase actually got really vulnerable last week on Monday. He opened up to Brooklyn about, you know, his father having ALS.
That was good stuff.
It was really good. I liked that conversation because at the same time that Chase was talking to Brooklyn, Finn went to go see Gregory and said, hey, you know, Chase knows. And then we had the whole, after that, you had all three of them there because Gregory went over to see Chase and, you know, they got to talk a little bit about it, and I like seeing Gregory, Chase, and Finn all together. And funny, I put out a tweet earlier in the week, or late last week, I should say, about the time this happened. I still can't get used to people in the same family calling each other by their last name, like, you know, Hamilton Finn and Harrison Chase, but yet Gregory is Gregory, you know. So
He's Gregory.
I understand Dr. Finn or Officer Chase or Detective Chase. I get that. But when you're in the same family, like, I don't call my sister by her last name. Like, I
Yeah,
you know, it's like,
right.
you know, it's, I don't get that. But then again, you have, you know, Harrison and Hamilton is the first names, which are kind of unorthodox as it is,
Right.
which is a, you know, how did you feel about Gregory finally talking to Chase and then Finn coming over to say, to kind of get everything out in the open?
Those are really good, powerful, emotional
Yeah.
scenes. And I think both of them deserve some kudos for that and maybe an Emmy nod. I don't know. Can't say anything yet. But I'm a huge fan of Jeff Swickard. I'm excited about meeting him and Amanda again in November at a Zoom. And I think they're both great actors. I mean, Gregory played by his name is
Gregory
escaping
Harris.
me, right? Gregory Harris, great.
Gregory
Great
Harris. Yep.
actor. I mean, it's very, very good. It's a classic example of what I would show people who think that soap actors are bad actors, because that's the like a stigma against them. So that's like I would show them a scene. I'm like, you still think this is bad acting? Like, I mean, like it's just good stuff. So I personally like really enjoyed those scenes. I'm glad they had a heart to heart and got it out. And you know, there's still some time left before the condition gets worse.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing more scenes. And you know, maybe they can speed up the whole Chase in Brooklyn story so he can see his son, you know, get married to Brooklyn. That would be really nice.
Yep, I agree. And so yeah, I completely agree with you. I think that's definitely down the pipe and or down the pike, I should say. And yeah, and I wouldn't mind, you know, if we're fantasy booking going forward, with Chase and Brooklyn getting married, I wouldn't mind seeing Jackie Templeton come back for that. I hope she does. And kind of, I would love to see her and Gregory, although rekindle, although Gregory is currently smitten with Alexis. Although I still don't know where that's going. Is it professional, you
I
know, friendship?
don't know. It's weird. I don't care. Like it's the couple doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm not into it personally. It's just not doing anything for me. But hey, you know, if he wants to get laid before he kicks the bucket, go ahead, Gregory. Go ahead.
So how did you like the scene where Terry comes in, you know, to the desk, Elizabeth's there, and Terry goes, "I have to find out who
This,
got
yes.
laid in the
Oh my God, when
in
he said that, I was like, no, don't tell me they had sex in the mirror. I didn't see any clothes come off. So if
no,
he pulled
well."
down her pants to do it, I would be really pissed right now. So, but no, she was like, no, we just made out. And I was like, thank God, Liz, thank God. I was like, I
Well,
can't. Their first time or any time being in the shower. I was like, no, Liz, please don't tell me you freaking did it in the shower. No. I was gonna
although
be traumatized. I was already starting to feel traumatized.
Amy has to learn to mind her own business because she's
Oh
the
well,
one that,
Amy's the gossip. Like
yeah.
she apparently doesn't have a love life of her own, so she's gotta go peep on everyone else's show.
Exactly. And because she's the one that said, "Oh, well, both of you guys have wet hair, and then just automatically, I don't know how.
Who cares? It's not your business. Girl, stay on your effing lane, man.
That was quite funny. So let me ask you now, your opinion. Jocelyn being upset that she wasn't invited to the wedding in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of went off on Dex and said.
She did.
Well, we're
kind of went off about it. I think she really does care about Sonny, even though she says she doesn't like him at all.
Well, see, here's the thing is that she made it perfectly clear that she wanted nothing to do with him. So why is she upset now that Michael and Willow went down? And, you know, the only reason why Avery stayed behind is because she was sick.
I think part of it is that she wasn't given the updates from Michael or Willow or whoever she wanted updates from about the whole Sonny situation. Right. And I think she felt excluded out of the loop, that she wasn't kept in the loop with all that Sonny stuff.
Yeah.
I also think there's a part of her who does care about Sonny.
Of course.
She hates what he does, and she hates what he's done.
Yeah.
And how it's disrupted the family and whatever. But I do think she does care for him, even though she claims, I don't want anything to do with Sonny.
Right.
I think it's just kind of like a, I don't know, a front, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I felt it was very hypocritical of her to be like, you know, to be like she wants nothing to do with him, that be upset that she wasn't invited to the.
Yeah.
It's almost like one of those people that's like, no, I wasn't going to go anyways. It just would have been nice to be invited. You know what I mean?
Like I want to be included in everything, even if I hate the person that's, you know,
exactly.
There.
Exactly. All right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's about it. I mean, there's really not much more except for, okay. So Stella is training Felicia on how to be a patient advocate.
Oh yeah.
You know, do you see that going anywhere? Like,
I like that Felicia's working at the hospital. So okay. I want to see her on the job. I would be interested in that because Felicia and Mac are like those, you know, legendary characters who've been on a long time. And I think that would be great to see that because I think I was talking to somebody the other day about General Hospital. And they're like, oh yeah, Felicia and Frisco aren't on anymore. And I'm like, well, Frisco isn't, but Felicia and Mac are still on. So yeah, so I think it would be great, you know, to see that happen because usually we just see them once in a while to help out Maxie.
Yeah.
Or at the police station with Max. So it's nice to see them outside of that. You see that they're going to have a little storyline with her having this job at a hospital, which of course they probably will barely follow up on, just like they don't follow up on a bunch of other stuff like Taggart and whatnot. But, you know, we'll get there eventually. We'll eventually see her in the hospital once in a while.
Well, what I want to know is what made her decide to go from being a PI to being a patient care advocate now at the hospital. That's what I'd like to know.
That's an off-air conversation that must have been had or something because we didn't get an explanation on screen. We just have to assume some stuff happened off screen that we didn't see. Maybe. We didn't care about it. We just have to be like, okay, well, I guess we'll fill in the gaps somehow, which is why there's the world of fan fiction because, you know, we got to fill in the gaps of stuff that we didn't see. Like, I have this thing where one of the greatest things we didn't see on screen, this is not General Hospital, by the way, though.
Oh.
This is High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yep.
At the end of season two, EJ and Gina kiss. She asks him, will you be my first kiss? They run towards each other. Cut, fade to black. We get to season three. We don't get to see that kiss. We never got to see their first kiss. That drives me absolutely bonkers when they do stuff like that, where they don't show stuff that should have been shown on screen. Like they weren't even Endgame. Like it wouldn't have been like she ended up with some dude named Ricky. I don't like that dude, Ricky, by the way. I don't like him. He's flaky. Anyway, like what harm would it have done to show a 2 second kiss?
Right.
On screen and fade to black. Like, really, Disney? Really? But Disney are jerks, okay? Because they merge with Hulu. They're getting rid of my Roswell on Hulu. And they push back The Bike Riders, which is an Austin Butler movie that's supposed to come out. They pushed it back because they're not paying the actors Fairly. So, there's a lot of issues with Disney, as we well know in the soap world as well. So it just pisses me off when stuff happens off screen that we were supposed to see. So that was a little tangent. Sorry, I had to get on my soapbox for a minute.
No worries about that. But yeah, I honestly, I don't know whether or not, again, I would have loved to see that decision, how that decision was made that Felicia's going to stop being a PI. But again, it's almost like I don't know. I know Stella is good in that role. I don't know how Felicia is going to be in that role, as patient care advocate, as if we're, looking at a real hospital's inner workings. I guess the last thing to really go over is Lucy accepting the offer from Tracy and getting rid of her 1% of ELQ stock so that she retains 49% of Deception.
Yeah. So she decided to do that for real, right?
Yeah, apparently.
That's the decision. That's the final decision. They're
That's
not gonna
what,
like go back and forth.
well, that's what we're led to believe. Because she's the one that, kind of made mention during that staff meeting to say, we're keeping 49% of Deception and we're going to keep our jobs and we're going to keep the Deceptor and, we're going to just go on from here and keep going. We're led to believe that she accepted Tracy's offer, even though Scotty was kind of unhappy about it and he kind of turned out and left the room when that. So there's going to be something going on there. I really want to see more on how Tracy came to buy the Deceptor from Blair. Like we saw a couple of
Right.
one conversation. We saw Blair kind of, sticking it to Marty, which she's still paying him $50,000 a month. I just wanted to see more. It just, again, not fleshed out.
No, I know it's not. No, it's not. Like, we got missing information here, and we need to fill in the gaps, GH. We
Exactly.
need to fill in the gaps. What is going on? Like, how did Blair get involved? Like, what is this? It's just they give us a few beats here, and I would like to see Blair on more often, by the way. I love her character. In that whole scene with Martin, she's like, "Hi, honey." Like, it was just like a whole vibe. Like, she's a whole vibe, Blair. So I'm here for her. She's
Right,
great.
exactly. But regardless, I still, again, I want to see where it all comes to and where these overall, I'm enjoying the show. I always like the show because I watch it for the entertainment value. Yeah, there's frustrating parts of it, especially when you don't get to see payoffs of storylines or, any movement in certain storylines in any given week. But ultimately, I do want to see, I want to make sure that it's going well, and I want to make sure that it stays on there. I want to, I'm anxious to see when the original, the normal writers take over, how it's going to change back from the FICOR writers. So that remains to be seen. That's still a few weeks away. I did get some clarification on some information that Steve Burton has finished his filming at DAZED. He'll still be on screen until about March because they're 6 months behind, or 6 months ahead, I should say.
They're always ahead on days.
Yeah, they're
Like
6 months
8 months,
ahead.
like literally by 8 months, probably.
Yeah, I think it's six, but yeah,
But
it's
it could be
much.
six now if they took time off to
Yeah,
do
it's
whatever.
much longer than GH, who's only 6 weeks ahead of time. But will Steve Burton return? It's a possibility. He's not saying anything about it. So we shall see. But that's pretty much it. We're just about done with the episode here for this week. We kind of covered everything that was on for the four episodes that we showed. So, why don't do you have anything else you want to go over in terms of GH?
No, not in terms of GH. I think I said everything that I needed to say, and I did put out a reply to your statement on Twitter. So whether or not I get hate for that, I'm prepared. It could happen. I know. So it happens when you put yourself out there on Twitter with your opinion. You know, everyone
Yeah.
feels like they have the right to tell you that you're wrong,
Right.
which
Yeah.
can be a problem. So, anyways, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. My cat wants to get out of my room, so I'll be letting him up in a minute to get out.
Well, before we go ahead and get going, why don't we go back to what we started a couple weeks ago, was a thankful minute.
Yes.
If you want to go first, I'll let you go first. I'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now.
Oh, my thankful minute is my birthday was wonderful. I actually was almost not going to put it on Twitter because I haven't been active on there, but I did tweet out that this is 38, and thank you so much to everyone who left me beautiful messages and wish me happy birthday on Twitter. I did not expect that, to be quite honest with you. I thought I was canceled, by that thing that happened in August. So I appreciate your messages, and I appreciate everyone who showed me love, and I had a wonderful weekend. So yeah, I'm very thankful, and I'm thankful to the greatest boss that I now have. So shout out to Katie Rigsby Inspired. I love my job. So that's it. That's all I'm gonna say. So thank you for the floor, for the minute.
All right. Well, you ended about 55 seconds. That's all right.
I'm good with time. I'm a Toastmaster, so we got an internal time clock in our heads.
All right. So I'll set the clock for a minute and I'll go now. Honestly, this has been a long week. With my job, I'm just thankful that I'm able to kind of relax for a little while, take some time off, spend the holidays with my family. Still look for something that I feel is right for me if I'm able to get into a better job. If I'm not able to, get the podcast and media up and running, but that's my ultimate goal. I'm thankful to have you as a co-host. I'm thankful to have friends in the media realm, like James Lott Jr. and Matt and Kat from the 10th floor, the girls at Pier 54. I'm happy to have gotten into that GH podcast zone. And ultimately I am thankful that I'm alive and I'm able to just relax for a little bit and kind of work on stuff I want to do. And that's the minute. So, those were our thankful minutes. And again, I did steal that concept from Oh You Didn't Know with Road Dogg Brian James on ad-free shows. But ultimately talked to quite a while tonight, and we're gonna post this up on YouTube. Again, go ahead, like and follow on Facebook, facebook.com/Sudsy and Squared Circle Podcast. Follow on X. The show X account is at Suds SQ Circle Pod. I am at the Apicella Suds. And Christy, you are on your which X are you using
You
currently?
know what? I'm back on it because I figured out my profile. There was a whole thing where when you edit your profile, it like kicked me out. You have to authenticate now because of Elon Musk, whatever the hell he's doing over there, and ex corporate office. I don't know what the hell he's doing. So anyway, I am back on both. I'm at Creative Fan 15, and I'm at Liaison Radio. You can pretty much DM me or tweet me on both, but I will ask that if you want to hate on me, just do yourself a favor and me a favor and just block me if you don't like me. If you don't like what I say, that's fine. I don't care, but I don't need to hear about it. It's not great for my mental health. I don't think you're putting anything positive out into the universe by hating on me, to be personally honest. I don't care how many followers I have. I really don't care if I lose followers over it. I don't, because that doesn't matter to me. It matters to me to be true and authentic and be genuine. So that's me. I'm also at Roswell Virtual Party on Instagram. I do Roswell rewatches on there and Zooms and fun stuff. And where else am I? I don't know. I'm not really on Facebook a whole lot. I do have Facebook pages for Liaison Radio, but I'm not active on them. Yeah, that kind of just covers it, to be quite honest. I'm mainly on Twitter and Instagram. So, oh, and Instagram at CreativeFan15 as well.
All right, sounds good. And then follow the show on TikTok at suds underscore squared underscore circle. The Instagram and Threads are both at suds and squared circle. I have been doing daily Instagram posts, but I've been cross-posting them everywhere, so you'll see it somewhere. And the website, you can get all the information you need to, www.sudsandsquaredcircle.com. And then buy our merch, sudssquarecircle.threadless.com. We're all over the place. And I want to thank you all for watching. Definitely go ahead and hit that like, subscribe, get notified, and throw a comment down there. You know, that you like the show or that you hate the show, either way, but just go ahead and leave some feedback for us. Give some 5-star reviews on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on. And we'll be back next week. I will be back with Squared Circle News tomorrow. But ultimately, for Christy, I'm Vinny. Have a great night, everybody.